The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's the 5 o'clock hour of the program, and we are 12 days into our winter sojourn of signing off on our AM 880 signal at 5 p.m. We don't get some of our time back until January. And that's why you folks listening on 104.5 FM are so important. And that's why I appreciate you folks so much. Let me give you an update on Salvation Army. Our campaign is kind of, sort of, officially over. We have reached and exceeded our goal. I'm very grateful for that. And may I say, it was 104.5 FM listeners, you folks, that first put us over the goal. And I'm just so very grateful for that. One of our listeners, John, John went to thewordcolumbus.com today and gave a very nice gift. We are now at $8,329. Now, that when I say that, I am including a $1,000 pledge that will not be coming into the Salvation Army for a few days. It'll be there, but it won't be there for a few days. And the Salvation Army can't count it until it's there. And I appreciate that. Understand it completely. But I'm counting it, and I think that's appropriate. So we are over goal, but I got a letter, an email from the Salvation Army today, and the sad news is they are running over $100,000 behind where they were at this time last year. That's a huge deficit. $100,000 behind where they were last year. So I don't want to mislead in any way. We have done our part. We have been given a goal. We have reached that goal. We've exceeded that goal. But I wish we could do more to help them with this deficit. They're $100,000 behind where they should be. And the Red Kettle campaign is the biggest fundraiser of the year for them. So if you haven't given, could you go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner? Could you do that? Thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner and drop in whatever God lays on your heart. $10, $10,000, whatever, you know, whatever God leads you to give. Thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner and drop some money in the virtual kettle. I'm really battling about how much of this impeachment mess I should deal with, and not a whole lot. I made a few comments in the last hour, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But there is something even more important right now, and that is the Inspector General's report concerning the spying on candidate Donald Trump. Now, I said in the last hour, I was convinced, and I'm not very proud of this because I am very critical of the president when he calls people's names and things, and I don't think he should. I don't. But I called him a buffoon with bad hair. I did. I may have called him a doofus. He may be many things, but he's not a buffoon. He's not a doofus. When you consider what he and his administration have done in court appointments with the federal courts, he has been more successful than any president in modern history, including Ronald Reagan. He has been incredibly successful in court appointments. He's doing extraordinarily well. But you remember when he said, way, way back, this was probably 3 years ago, he said, they were spying on my campaign. They were spying on my campaign. News media went crazy. They went ballistic. Paranoid? He's a paranoid. He's filled with paranoia. What do they mean? They made fun of him. They ridiculed him. They laughed at him. We now know it was true. The Inspector General's report absolutely verifies the fact that government officials of our own U.S. government were spying on a presidential candidate, and the spying was motivated, initiated by the opposing political candidate, Hillary Clinton, and the opposing political party, the Democrat Party. We now know that. The Inspector General, in testimony yesterday, was asked point blank, were people spying on the Trump campaign? Inspector General Horowitz refused to use the word spying. He said it was illegal surveillance. Hello? What is illegal surveillance other than spying? And we are now finding that the accusations and statements made by Donald Trump and those around him that seem so crazy, outlandish, were true. He was right. And when all of this began to blow up, Republican David Nunes, and I don't know whether it's Nunez or Nunes, and I hear it pronounced both ways by even his colleagues, Devin Nunes released a memo about this spying and FISA court and all that. At the same time, Democrat Adam Schiff released a memo about his thoughts about this accusation of spying and so forth. At the time, if those of you that are political junkies at all, at the time, you will remember, David Nunes was ridiculed severely by the press, made fun of, ridiculed, conspiracy theorists, etc. Adam Schiff was universally and unanimously praised by the mainstream media about his memo. Well, now that we know the facts, I'd like to take just a few minutes after this break. I've got to take a break. I'd like to take just a few minutes and go through the contents of David Nunes, the Republican leader, his memo, and the content of Adam Schiff, the Democrat, and his memo about spying on the Trump campaign. Now let's see who was telling the truth or not. All right, quick break. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to go through some of the memos about this FISA court, which was the legal approval to literally spy on Donald Trump's campaign. Carter Page was one of his aides. And when all of this kind of blew up, the Republicans, under the direction of Devin Nunes, released a memo giving their side at the exact same, well, not at the exact same time. At the same time, Democrat Adam Schiff released a memo giving the Democrat side. And now let me go through the two memos and their contents, and I'll try to do it as quickly as possible, all right? Here is the memo from the Republicans, and they made, let me count here real quick, four distinct points about this investigation. Number one, a salacious and unverified dossier formed an essential part of the application to secure a warrant against a Trump campaign affiliate named Carter Page. This application failed to reveal that the dossier was bought and paid for by the Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. We now know, absolutely true. No doubt. Number two, the application cited a Yahoo News article extensively. The story did not corroborate the dossier, and the FBI wrongly claimed Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, was not a source for the story. Absolutely correct. Every word of it. Number three, Nellie Orr, the wife of a high-ranking Justice Department official, also worked on behalf of the Clinton campaign effort. Her husband, Bruce Orr, funneled her research into the Department of Justice. Although he admitted that Steele was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being president, this and the Orr's relationship with the Clinton campaign was concealed from the secret court that grants surveillance warrants. We now know that's absolutely correct. Number four, the dossier was only minimally corroborated and unverified, according to FBI officials. Absolutely correct. Every word of that we now know is true. At the time, CNN and the major news networks just shredded David Nunes for that memo, called him a conspiracy theorist and so forth. Now, again, at the same time, Adam Schiff released a memo giving the Democratic side of this. And they had 7 points. Number one, and I'm quoting, FBI and DOJ officials did not omit material information from the FISA warrant. We now know that is blatantly untrue because they did. Blatantly false. Number two, the DOJ made only narrow use of information from Steele's sources about Page's specific activities in 2016. We now know that is blatantly false. Not a word of that is true. Number three, in subsequent FISA renewals, DOJ provided additional information that corroborated Steele's reporting. We now know blatantly false. Absolutely untrue. Number four, the Page FISA warrant allowed the FBI to collect valuable intelligence. We now know from testimony yesterday and from the Inspector General's report that is absolutely untrue. Horowitz was asked specifically, was there any valuable intelligence gathered through this FISA warrant? And he said no. So that's number four, blatantly untrue. Number five, quote, far from omitting material facts about Steele, as the majority claims, DOJ repeatedly informed the court about Steele's background, credibility, and potential bias. We now know that is blatantly untrue. Totally untrue. Number six, the FBI conducted a rigorous process to vet Steele's allegations, and the Page FISA application explained the FBI's responsible basis for finding Steele credible. We now know that is blatantly untrue. Absolutely untrue. Number seven, Steele's prior reporting was used in criminal proceedings. We now know that was not true. So Adam Schiff's memo made 7 points about the FISA warrant, and all seven of them have been proven by this report to be absolutely blatantly untrue. And yet CNN and the major networks praised Adam Schiff for his memo and condemned David Nunes for his memo. And yet now that we know the facts after this massive investigation and over 400-page report and testimony given under oath in front of the Senate yesterday, we now know that every single point in Adam Schiff's memo was false. Every single point in David Nunes' memo was true. I would say that is just a little bit more than embarrassing, not only for the Democrats and Adam Schiff, but for the mainstream media. Every single thing Adam Schiff said about this FISA warrant, the spying on the Trump campaign, the Carter Page thing, everything he said has been proven to be false. Now, people are saying, well, he lied. I don't know whether he lied, but he was certainly wrong. Devin Nunes, on the other hand, was made to look like a fool by the mainstream media. People said, well, you're just protecting the president. You are a blind follower of Donald Trump. Everything he said was true. The FBI, with the knowledge all the way to the very top, and it looks like probably even Barack Obama himself. We're not sure of that, but certainly James Comey spied on a presidential candidate on totally faulty information. Improper reports, inaccurate reports, and blatant forgeries. Now, we know from the report from the Inspector General that emails were actually forged and then given to the FBI. This whole impeachment thing is a circus, and it's going to go away. The House is going to vote to impeach. It's going to go to the Senate. They're going to acquit Donald Trump, and we're going to move on. This Horowitz report is going to be even looked into even deeper by a prosecutor in New York. And I predict, could be wrong, but I predict people are going to go to jail. Certainly a whole lot of people in the FBI will lose their jobs, as they should. I think people will go to jail. This is a big deal. All right, we'll be back.